Welcome to the CS Cafe, hey, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. There's too many people talking about generational curses, but never doing a damn thing to break them. And I'm gonna give you a little piece I like to call Tiptoeing Through Generations. Chasing secrets in slow motion ain't ever been sensible. Children facing consequences of parents that never faced their own scars. Bleeding through generations as if they cut their own wrists like rituals and watched it trickle down their family tree. What you won't conquer, your children will suffer through. He said his father was an alcoholic who loved to hide his pain with his fists. So he learned to ball his fist up instead of knowing how to detect trauma and solve it. Parents, watch how you react to a situation because the repetition will come. Do not laugh at the reenactment of your ways from observation. It becomes hard to challenge learned traits. Her lack of patience weighed heavy on the child, forming anxiety that wasn't there before, because she never dealt with the root of her impatience. And now I'm watching her kids on edge as she speaks. Their laughs mass cries embedded too far deep that they can't switch over for fear of being labeled weak. Fear of being called docile, fragile, punk. You should have dealt with what hurt you before your kids had to. Deal with your addictions before your kids have to. Not all kids grow in 180 degrees. Some come around in 360 and recreate all the things that felt normal, even though they were toxic, because that's where home was. Home felt like a quick high, blocking out trauma and stresses you refused to deal with, so kids fell through the cracks like flowers in the attic. Home felt like an open door policy to the streets, so men could go and come as they please while your children cock you gawking on your knees. Home felt like insomnia during quiet days because bodies were so used to verbal abuse that fights from the master bedroom was a lullaby you needed to pacify your dreams. Home felt like pain as their inappropriate touches grabbed you under tables, but your parents never believed you, so you trust no one. I commend you for making it through, but your body left your psyche there to die. I mean, your body ran a 6.9 in a 100-meter dash, but never came back to get your psyche that fell like Humpty Dumpty, but was never put back together again. Maybe I should say it like this. People are too consumed with physical and financial success that they disregard emotional stability until it's already bled on the generation they're raising. Campaigning for who's the more present parent, yet negating that unresolved trauma stunted the growth of children who now have to go to therapy to deal with attached trauma that was never theirs in the first place. In order to find their identity in a pile full of leaves, they have to blow away all of your insecurities. What you won't heal from, they drown in. What you won't acknowledge stifles the light that was once bright and like dominoes. Everyone falls just to go towards the light. Fix how you react to disses, because your child is tired of having to fight your enemies and their kids just to mend what you did. Praises don't heal broken bones. How you react to antagonists sets the precedence for how your children will act, fighting without the emotional knowledge that it is better to use words than bald fists. Your words might cut enemies like daggers, but they mirror the fall of your child. You gon' help them. Ask for help for your psychological inabilities, because your depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, ODD in every category of the DSM-5. Stay boxing the maturity of your child's frontal lobe because their parents refused therapy that they needed the most. You refuse the treatment that your child now has to go through being passed down because they watched you. Deal with your trauma before it kills your child, zipped up in body bags because they died from something they lacked to be taught to watch out for. Cut off the roots of your lies before your child discovers it like Columbus and masters it like Satan. You are who your child emulates, so prep your body to raise one. They say child rearing takes practice, But have you ever started with yourself first? Start with your triggers. Notice them. Do not immerse them in alcohol or silence them with pills. Was her arm sliding past yours really the root? Or was it that that brush triggered unresolved issues of cross boundaries that you now prepared to fight then to flight because you left the root unattended for so long? Was what they said really the problem? Or did words trigger emotional abuse that left you stuck in the 335 years war, fighting things never said over roots sold by things you never let go of? Tear down the stones surrounding your vessels because your kids are watching how you resolve conflict and act accordingly. We're so caught up in raising kids some of us planned for and others didn't, yet forgetting to go over the blueprint yourself. You are the blueprint for 18 plus years. Look yourself in the mirror and drag your ass to therapy. Because bloodshed doesn't need to be repeated to break the curse. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.